Manchester Fire Chief Dan Goonan says he's told the story about a million times now. It goes like this. Spring of 2016, a kid named Cameron walks into the fire station, addicted to opioids.
Was suicidal, didn't know where else to turn, and was really at the point where he knew we needed to make a change, and he didn't know how to do it.
The firefighters welcomed Cameron, connected him to a recovery organization in town, and he got back on his feet. But at this point, it was clear that helping one person wasn't enough. Goonan says there were people dying from overdoses in Manchester nearly every day.
So we realized that something needed to be done, and quite frankly, I was ready to jump out the window if I was at another round table. So we said, hey, we're going to do something. And we did.
Inspired by Cameron, someone who knew intuitively he could turn to the firefighters for help, they decided to put the word out that anyone in crisis could do the same, could walk into any of Manchester's fire stations day or night. They called the program Safe Stations. Goonan says he thought maybe they'd get a few people a month looking for help. Less than 2 years later, they logged more than 3,000 intakes. He was getting calls from cities across the U.S., asking how to replicate their success. And President Donald Trump even stopped by.
The First Lady and I just visited the Manchester Fire Department Safe Station, talking about it all over the country.
Trump's visit this past March came soon after New Hampshire's two senators announced they'd secured a big increase in money aimed at the opioid crisis. State officials had been eyeing federal relief for a long time. They were hoping to make a dent in, by many estimates, a dramatically underfunded public health crisis. The money, totaling about $23 million for New Hampshire for the first year, is finally expected to arrive this month. But now it's unclear if it'll make its way to programs like Goonan's that have been manning the front lines for years.
Thank you for everyone for joining us today.
Speaking recently at a packed press conference, Governor Chris Sununu announced the state's plan for the new funds.
This is the biggest step the state has ever taken in addiction. We're really setting, I think, ourselves on a course, finally, to see some appreciable results.
The state's goal is similar to that of Safe Stations, to make it easy for anyone to figure out where to go in their community, to have a clear first door to walk through for help. Sununu, though, wants to task hospitals with this job. He's looking to 9 medical centers to serve as what he calls hubs. They'll be located in such a way that no one is more than an hour's drive away. The hubs will be a place not just to get an initial screening, but also to be connected to a whole suite of services, anything from medical care and treatment to therapy and recovery support to housing and job counseling. They'll also track how people are doing, keeping detailed data on what works and what doesn't. Sununu says that'll take the burden off of Safe Stations, allowing the program to wind down.
So Safe Stations was really created, as this, in a way, a hub for Manchester, and really became a hub for the whole state, as kind of a temporary backfill for services that just weren't there.
In many areas, especially the more rural northern and western sections of the state, this hub system will fill a significant void. But in places like Manchester, where community partners have been working for years now to build their own infrastructure in the absence of a plan from the state, it could be a different story. For example, Goonan, with Safe Stations, says the idea of winding down that program just doesn't make sense.
It's like, okay, well, you know, you guys done well, and maybe we'll kind of, you know, use you guys for another few years until we kind of figure this hub and spoke thing out, and then we'll be all set with you. I'm like, I kind of find that offensive. I really do. You know, on a personal level.
He says he and other Manchester firefighters have worked with thousands of people who've walked through their doors. They know firsthand what it takes to build a stigma-free environment where people feel comfortable asking for help. And it's not as easy as pointing them to a hospital. In the midst of a crisis, he says, why turn away from something that's working? And this gets to the heart of some of the challenges of rolling out a new system that has some redundancies with what's already in place.
I just think it remains to be seen, and everyone sort of holding their breath a little, and also trying to dig in to say, like, what could this look like here, to just find out the details.
This is Jenny O'Higgins. She works on substance use with a Manchester nonprofit and coordinates organizations working on the issue locally. She's not alone in pointing out the unknowns. In other areas of the state, too, providers are asking questions about how exactly they'll be involved and how much funding they'll get. The money comes with a requirement, though, that it be spent on a pretty tight timeline, with programs up and running as early as this fall. So it's likely these changes, no matter what they are, will have to be made fast. For NHPR News, I'm Breecha Green.